views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
And a great big hello and happy Monday morning, everyone. I hope you had a great holiday weekend with family and friends. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I don't know about you, but I am sick of leftovers. So I'm happy to be here starting off the week back to my normal routine because my tummy just cannot handle any more holiday eating. It's making me way too tired, and my clothes are too tight. So starting off the week here on a very positive note is what I need. So for me, one of the things that gets me going, I just love doing a Monday morning show because I love starting off the week speaking with guests that are here to support you in just such positive ways, guests that are inspiring and loving. And if you're a parent, teacher, or a person that works closely with kids, then you are in the right place. This show will help you work through some of the most challenging issues that you face with your kids so that you can guide your kids to that place of happiness and well-being. And if you'd like to learn more about me, your host, you can actually go to the Transformation Talk Radio site, which is transformationtalkradio.com, or you could go directly to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com. And while you're there, take a look around. You could sign up for my newsletter. You could receive my free gift, which is a 30-day creation planner, and even send me a message about topics that you'd like me to address on this show. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids in the community, so please get in contact with me and let me know what's going on with you. So we have a great show for you today because my guest has become one of my favorite people to learn from in the field of conscious parenting. And in a few minutes, you're going to totally feel the wisdom, the love, and the compassion that Lori Petro has to offer. Today, Lori's going to be speaking with us about creating strong relationships, how to transform blame, shame, and judgment and guilt. So Lori Petro is a mom, parent, educator, writer, speaker, children's advocate, and the founder of Teach Through Love. She graduated magna cum laude from Temple University with her bachelor's in early childhood and elementary education. After a personal journey of healing and self-reflection, Lori launched Teach Through Love in 2002 with the intent of raising awareness and advocating for the ethical treatment of children with the aim of changing the status quo of parenting and education and redefining how we communicate with each other. Lori has participated in numerous local and online efforts to spread awareness. Her curriculum and materials are used by schools, therapists, community organizations nationwide, and she regularly speaks at universities, parenting groups, schools, and educational conferences. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So, Lori, I like to start out by asking my guests, what does teaching from the heart mean to you? And also, if you could tell us the reason that you started your company, Teach Through Love.
Absolutely. Well, your teaching from the heart so resonates with Teach Through Love. I mean, does it not only I mean, does it not mean the same thing right there? Teach through love and then teaching from the heart, heart, love. I mean, it practically looks like the same thing. So for me, it's really about becoming conscious and mindful in our words, in our action. That's my number one mission, is really to change the way we speak to each other and the way we interact. It's about fundamentally changing the way we view children. And Teach Through Love has gone through so many evolutions. It started out as children's advocacy after, like you mentioned, this sort of personal journey that I was on of self-discovery and healing and really learning about myself. Who I thought I was as a child and the messages that I was receiving from adults about who I was were very different. And they conflicted for much of my young life. And then through my 20s, I was sort of on this journey to understand everything. And I really came to understand a lot about what I needed as a child. And this journey is ongoing, you know, as we peel the layers.
Right.
Anybody who's, you know, done that personal work, there's always more. But what it's come to now is a place where I want to give people the tools and the resources to access information for changing the paradigm from this conditional love approach, where we use our love as, you know, tokens, or you know, in this game of discipline that we play, we kind of use it. It's like love is our pawn. I want to move that to an unconditional view of love, where we don't take away our love just because we're trying to shift or change behavior.
Right.
I want to move from judgment to empathy, from discipline to guidance, and from punishment to problem solving and peaceful conflict resolution, because that's what's missing. We do a lot of judging, blaming, shaming children and people, and punishing, and this punitive way that we have of dealing with each other and with you know, the breaks, the disconnections, the things that happen. We have this one-track mind of punish, make people feel bad, and then they'll remember not to do it.
Right.
It's completely wrong, and we have to turn this upside down and really look at it from a new view. So that's what Teaching From the Heart and Teach Through Love sort of means to me, and how it all came from.
I absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. And everything you say so resonates with me, because I've seen over my years with experience in teaching how much we focus on the problem, and we make kids want to really look at it and sit in the problem. And we think that by having these kids understand what they did wrong, that they're going to change. And I never saw any kids change positively when they were faced with what they did wrong, and when they had to go over and over what was wrong with them and why they misbehaved. It just never worked. In fact, you know, it's like the self-fulfilling prophecy over
exactly.
and over again. And I've seen kids that came into high school in ninth grade, and maybe they started getting in a little bit of trouble, but by the time they were seniors, by being punished over and over, they actually became the thing that teachers did not want them to become.
Yeah, we have to remember we're creating patterns in the brain. So kids will seek those patterns, or, you know, the brain will seek it unconsciously to feel safe or to soothe. So if we're setting up these patterns of negative interaction, you know, it has a cost, and we have the right goal. We want kids to reflect on their actions, but we have to shift the way we approach them to do that, because like you said, having them focus on what they did wrong or making them feel bad about it or taking away, that doesn't cause, you know, that just causes kids to self-protect, not reflect on their actions.
Right. They associate the behavior with who they are as a person. And I've heard it over and over again. Well, you know, I'm a mess up. I'm a bad kid. So then they expect to act out in that way. And at the high school level, a lot of kids, what they do is they identify with that behavior, and then it becomes almost, to protect themselves, a badge. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a punk, and now I'm going to follow that, and everyone thinks I'm going to get in trouble, so now I'm going to cut class, use drugs, talk back, and it becomes how they identify themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and go ahead.
we really have to start looking as parents, adults, teachers. We need to look at the messages that we're sending, not the messages that we're intending to send, but the actual messages that our children are receiving about themselves, because so much of our everyday language is infused with shame and blame and judgment and critical, harsh evaluation remarks. And it's like the minute any kind of conflict comes up, we go into defensive mode.
Mm.
And we start spewing, you know, barbed words to self-protect because we're so afraid of not meeting our needs. You know, and again, this is all unconscious. It's patterns.
Right.
It's the way we've been set up. Our framework has been sort of set up in early childhood. And so it really does begin not only at home, but our teachers can do this too. If we shift the way our educational systems are looking at discipline and looking at bullying and all of these things, they can support parents. It doesn't have to be, there's such a great divide, I think, between home and school right now for so many.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. And, you know, what I want to talk about that when we come back. I want to talk about what you see teachers, parents, and the community not understanding when it comes to raising and educating our kids, and basically what you feel right now is wrong with our educational system. So you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Lori Petro. Stay tuned.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
And we're back
on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and my special guest today is Laurie Petro, who's talking with us about creating strong relationships, how to transform blame, shame, judgment, and guilt. But before we continue, I definitely want to make sure everyone knows how to get in contact with Laurie. So Laurie, can you give our listeners your information?
Sure, you can. Well, my website, of course, is where you can find all of my resources and get in touch with me. So it's www.teach-through-love.com. If you forget the hyphens, you can also reach me at just teachthroughlove.com. It will go right there. And if you want to email me, you can always email me. Just, it's all on the website. You can find everything there and just shoot me an email, get in touch.
Perfect. Thank you. So before we left for break, Laurie and I were talking about today's education system. And I asked her if she could talk a little bit about what she sees from her perspective that the education system is not understanding, what they're not getting. So do you want to touch upon that?
Sure. And I have to say that there are, I think that the educators are getting it. Many of our teachers know this. You know this.
Yeah.
I was a former teacher. I know this. I have dear friends for years and years who have been teachers for years and years who know this. So it's not, I don't mean to come here and put blame on teachers.
Right.
But I think that there's a lot of politicians and test makers that are making decisions for our children.
Yeah.
That have no place doing it. They've never actually taught anything.
Right.
And it varies, of course.
It's the system.
But it's, yes. So we have the systemic problem here of, well, number one, zero tolerance policies. This act of punishing any sort of, breaking of a rule, regardless of what happens, or regardless of any kind of extenuating circumstances. And one of the problems with this is it teaches our children to be, one, it's this right-wrong perspective. It's never about coming together and solving problems. It's about you're wrong, you need to be judged, blamed, and therefore punished, this punitive system. And then the zero tolerance, we're not teaching kids about flexibility. I don't mean to say that we allow behaviors. We certainly don't allow behaviors, but to expel a child or to automatically suspend them for a certain amount of time without actually going in and having discussions about what happened, what was driving the behavior, is not going to teach kids the skills that we need them to learn. It just pits children against each other because conflicts don't get resolved. And it creates more tension among classmates, among students, and peer groups. And there's so many different levels of interaction, and it's always changing, and it's so sensitive. Kids in these ages are so sensitive to what people think of them, and how they're being perceived, and do they fit in, do they belong? And if we're constantly pulling people out, pointing fingers, it teaches kids to point fingers and blame when they want to resolve conflicts. It teaches nothing. And for me, it's such a mind-boggling bang your head against the wall. Why can't we see this? Why is this not?
And they feel shamed. They feel shamed. And
that they carry with them for so long, too.
Yeah.
The sense of shame that comes with being punished or, having, pulled out from, pointed out from your whole class. Definitely.
Right. And the thing is, at every level, we're sending kids to school, and you want them to be able to go to the teachers when something is troubling them, whatever that may be. They're with their teachers, 6 hours or more a day. But when they feel that they're shamed or they're wrong, they're not going to want to go to the teacher or any adult in the building because they feel that something's wrong with them. And they hold this in. And I've seen this over and over where kids could have just went up to a teacher in the school, talked about what was going on, and easily solved the issue. But because they don't want to feel shamed, they hold it inside, and it's just not working.
Mm-hmm. And not even only shame from the adults, but shame from their peers.
Oh, yeah.
To be thought of as mm-hmm. someone who, as a baby or someone who needs help or a tattletale or any of these things. Yeah, and again, this is all contributing to the self-concept that our children are forming about themselves. Mm-hmm. What do they believe about themselves? And is it true? Because they're believing it, especially young children, you know, under 10, before they have that ability to sort of filter out other people's opinions and stress. And they take it all in. They believe everything that we tell them about each other. So when we're telling children that, you know, well, that's not nice, you have to be this way or that way, it's just setting ourselves up. It's really breaking down our relationships. I want to see teachers create relationships with children, because that's where their influence lies. Mm. It doesn't lie in these classroom management behavioral charts and red light, green light, you know, tools that they use to let the kids know where they are in their, you know, it's sort of like they measure them. If the kids are starting to get out of control or you know, negative behaviors are starting to pop up, they move them up, you know, to the yellow level. And then when you're on red, you know, well, what are you telling the child that's on red? Are you really talking about their what's driving their behavior? Or are you just telling them that they are this?
And right.
I just think that's an ineffective model of discipline. It's not teaching our children to be self-disciplined, which is, I think, what we're really going after. We want them to be able to self-regulate their behaviors, but we're not giving them tools. We're just giving them our judgments and our evaluations and our interpretations and our opinions of what they're doing. So I think we need to bring
up. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's we're giving them our judgments. And one of the things that came up all the time with kids that were always getting in trouble at the dean's office, getting detention, they would always say to me, and this is what I do want to talk to you about, compassionate communication, because these kids would always say to me, you know, Ms. Z, why? And that, but for those of you that don't know me, that was Zakiki was my maiden name. So they would always say Z. They would call me affectionately Z. And they would say, why? I don't understand why they're demanding respect from us when they don't talk to us respectfully. How can we be kind and respectful when they're always blaming us and talking to us like we're idiots?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Do children not like put it right, clear and plain as day for us? It's like, how can we miss that?
Yeah. And it's because it's like, well, we're judging you. You're on this list. And we would get a printout of the kids that were on the dean's list. So it would put this idea in the teacher's minds of who was quote unquote bad. So they would have these preconceived notions about certain kids, and it would affect the way certain teachers would respond to these kids before they even met them.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, that was, you know, and the wonderful teachers that really got it would say, you know, never talk to anyone about kids and their opinions and judgments. Don't talk to anybody about these kids that they had in the past. Don't do it.
It will spread through the faculty like wildfire. Mm-hmm. And these children, they do get marginalized and sort of, you know, again, pointed out. They get these... Oh, my words are escaping me. But they are, like I said, marginalized. And then we create these labels for kids, and then they live up to these labels, just as you said before. And what kids really, I think, are wanting is to be able to be heard and feel, and that respect, definitely. How can we speak to children in way? I mean, this is not, we would not speak these ways to our friends. If something upset us, we would not go around and tell them what awful people they are. We might if we were reacting in anger, but we'd probably come back after we were feeling more regulated and try to come to a place of understanding with our friends. But it seems like with kids, we want to maintain this level of authority, or else we feel like they're going to run and take advantage, you know, run with it and take advantage of us
right.
if we don't. And I think that's a real misconception.
And that, I believe that comes from our own fears, you know, when we have to be the authority. Otherwise, that position's going to be taken from us, and that kids aren't going to listen if we don't, you know, pull out that iron fist.
Definitely. And I think, like you said, it comes from our own fears. It comes from our own history, our framework that was set up. Maybe we were the ones who weren't heard in our childhood. So the minute we don't get heard by another person or by a child, we get triggered. right back into that emotional state of being 4, 5, 6, 12, 13, 17, where someone didn't listen to us. You know, those defining moments, or, you know, that the habitual moments that may have happened depending on, you know, how we grew up and our families and our schools, that sort of thing. But those moments, they create emotional states in us that are brought up when we're triggered. And we get thrown right back into those patterns of reacting. So this whole point about conscious parenting, it's really about becoming present and mindful in that moment, so that if you feel yourself getting triggered, you can stop. You can stop that. You can interrupt that pattern. It doesn't have to continue. Right now it feels that, you know, many people don't have the tools. They don't know what else to say. They don't know how else to react.
Right. They're not having the tools, and that we're not, as teachers, educated before we go into the classroom on how to do this. So, you know, that's what I would love when we come back from the break, for you to talk about compassionate communication, NVC, and why it's so effective. And, you know, one of the things I definitely experienced is the wisdom that kids have. They know when they did something that wasn't in the best of light. And if you talk to them in a certain way with understanding, they'll admit to what they did that wasn't the best decision, and they'll know. They'll say, yeah, you know, I know that wasn't a good thing that I did, but, you know, this is why I did it. Okay, well, you know, what do you really want? How do you want to act? How do you want to be experience your time in this classroom? They'll come out and they'll say it, you know, rather than argue.
Exactly. Once they feel safe, once you've created that safety and trust, children want to be connected to us. They want to feel good. They want to have friends and be positive and
exactly.
have fun.
So let's talk about NVC and compassionate communication before when we come back from the break. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We'll be right back.
Your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen.
And if that's not enough,
Central is also giving away a free iPad with the purchase of any new vehicle.
That's right.
Now till November 30th, buy a new Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, or Volkswagen for just $1 over invoice and get a free iPad. Over 600 vehicles to choose from and America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles.
And hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles.
If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000.
Central Auto Group is the only destination for the best brand names at one location. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Hurry, $1 over invoice and free iPad week ends November 30th.
All roads lead to Central, your number one buying destination. Central, Central Auto Group.
Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto. com.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right.
You'll save plenty, plenty and plenty. You'll save plenty and plenty, Toyota.
Hello, folks. folks, Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family Dealerships with our huge Black Friday and More sales event going on now at Valenti Toyota and Valenti Subaru, Dunn's Corners, Wesley, Rhode Island. Discounts and savings up to $5,000. 0% financing. Get the best deals ever during our Black Friday 10-day sale. New vehicle payments at $149 a month. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. We take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, campers, anything. 2-year, 24,000-mile, no-charge maintenance warranty. Oil change program for life at no charge to you. If we can't beat the competitor's deal by $500, we'll give you $1,000 cash back. No payments till March. Every Toyota and Subaru clearly marked for this event. Veterans, seniors, military, and college grads. Ask about our $400 to $1,000 Valenti cash and value. Always get the Valenti value, trust, integrity, and enjoyable experience. 86 years in business. Go to BobValenti.com or call 401-322-7200. Thank you and just smile.
You'll save plenty at Valenti Subaru.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is your host, Julie Kleinhans, teaching from the heart with Julie Kay. And I have my amazing guest, Lori Petro, here talking to us about creating strong relationships. And, you know, as a former teacher, the one thing that I knew that was so important was creating these relationships with the kids. So I want her to talk about compassionate communication and MVC. But before she gets into that, Lori has a special gift, a special offer for everybody listening to the show. So I want her to be able to share that with everyone.
Yes, I am giving your listeners the ABCs of Conscious Parenting Education ebook and audio. It's a 90-minute audio class. It's sort of the basics, the foundation of this philosophy with all the science that we use to support it. And it's a 47-page ebook and 90-minute audio. And you can get that by going to my website. Again, it's www.teach-through-love.com/gift.html, and you will get that. You can just enter your email and I will send it to you via email, and you can download. It's an MP3 you can download and keep, and the ebook is a PDF.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, be sure you grab that up, because it's definitely a really valuable tool, and
it's a great primer to this paradigm, to shifting, for anybody that's unsure or confused about how you can like set limits and still be you know, in control as a parent, be guiding the ship there. You know, you can still have your influence over your children, but it's a great primer on how to do that without being cruel or unkind or using fear or punitive ways.
So let's talk about compassionate communication. What is that? What is NVC?
So compassionate communication, or NVC, is nonviolent communication. It's also known by that. And this was started by Marshall Rosenberg. You can check them out online as well. They have a whole website and they do trainings. This is a process of communication that was developed by Marshall Rosenberg, whereby we communicate, we learn to communicate authentically and honestly from a place of identifying with what we're feeling and needing. And then we learn to express how we are feeling and needing and what we would like without using blame, shame, criticism, demands. And then it also involves being able to learn to listen deeply. To use empathy, to listen deeply, to receive how another person is feeling and what it is that they're needing. So it's about looking beyond behavior to the context underneath. What feelings and needs are driving this behavior? Because that's a core principle of my philosophy of parenting and discipline and education, is that behavior is a communication. It's a strategy to meet a need. So it's a message to us as adults. We can decipher the communication and respond to it. And what we want to do is we want to respond to the feelings and needs that is driving the behavior. We don't want to respond to the behavior, because then we run around putting out little fires. You know, parents use timeouts for young children, and that puts out fires, or we suspend children and for 3 days, and that may stop it but we're never actually getting to the core. So compassionate communication is a process of communicating so that we actually get what we need or move closer to what we need. Or it helps us feel understood and heard, and it helps us understand and feel the feelings of the other person to really experience this level of empathy. And there's many parts to it. That's what it is in a nutshell.
Okay. So what would you say when, you know, either for a parent or a teacher, because I love how you say behavior is a communication, and you have a kid that is acting out in class where they're constantly talking out of turn, or at home they're interrupting their siblings and calling attention to them in a way, and most of the time parents, they get triggered by that and they're like, okay, just go sit down, be quiet, go to timeout, or the teacher will send the kid to the dean's office or the principal's office. So how can we use NVC as a tool in these types of situations?
Well, the first thing we have to do is recognize that if this is an ongoing long-term problem, we can't solve it in the moment, right? We have to take the time to regulate the child in the moment, but we're going to need to work on our peaceful conflict resolution at another time outside of class, because if it's an ongoing long-term problem, there's a deeper root cause that you're not going to get in that few minutes. But in that moment, you said it right there, we get triggered. You have to self-regulate. The first step to using this process is to breathe. And to not say the first thing that comes into your head as a parent or teacher, which may be judgmental. It may give your opinion or your evaluation of the child. Just breathe. Take a moment and self-regulate yourself. Have a little bit of empathy for where you're coming from, for what feelings are arising in you in that moment. Try to connect those feelings of anger, frustration, impatience, whatever it is that's arising, connect that to your need. What is it that you're really needing? As adults, we need to recognize what's driving our behavior as well, because what we're needing is not for the child to stop talking. We may be needing to complete a lesson. We need to have need for completion. We may be needing to prepare dinner, so we have a need to be responsible. And what we would like, what our preference is for this child. So we really need to get in touch with what it is that's driving our own behavior and our own triggers, and self-regulate that first. The second step is to discover what that behavior is saying. Behavior is purposeful. What is the purpose here? And then go in with children imagining what it is that they're feeling and needing. You know, observe what you just saw that they did. It seems that when I'm speaking, you keep speaking as well, or you know, I don't want to tell children that they're interrupting, again, because that sort of gives a judgment. Mm. But you can tell a child, I would like it if you would wait until I'm finished speaking before you start to speak. It seems like you're having trouble doing that. You know, we want to go in underneath. Now, again, in a classroom situation, this might be something that needs to be done not in front of the whole class, after class. You know, right. You deal with it how you can in the moment. To regulate everybody and make sure that you can continue with the lesson. You do what you need to in the moment. But you want, when you go in afterwards, the process of this peaceful conflict resolution needs to be about, I imagine that it's frustrating for you to sit through a long class. I know you have trouble sitting for so long. You know, what is it that this kid is feeling? Is it that they're antsy? And again, this depends on age level, too. If we're talking right. about older high school children, it's going to be very different than if you're talking about a five-year-old. A five-year-old is probably having very different needs than, you know, a 15-year-old in the classroom. But what are those feelings and needs? We have to approach that. So that's the second step, is to engage the child emotionally. We have to step out of our left brain, logical brain, where we want to legitimize our rules and we want to rationalize children and we want to give them logic and, you know, reasonable explanations. And then we just assume that that will change their emotional state. Because if there's negative behavior happening, there's an emotional state that's driving that. There's some sort of unease that's happening. There's a disquiet right. within the child that needs to be addressed. Right. Sometimes it's a developmental issue. Sometimes it's that they're not stimulated or that they're overstimulated. Children, you know, young children in busy classrooms or big schools can be easily overwhelmed by noises, sounds, too many people, They may have a tough time with transitions if they're younger. So we have to look beyond the surface and try to connect with the child emotionally. If it's an older child, you want to reach them in that place of what's real and alive for them in the moment. Not what you think and how they're affecting you and all that blame that we want to assign, because that's just going to disconnect us. That's going to remove us reaching each other at the heart level. And we can win, you know, we're older. We're older, we have more power, we can give them these punitive methods. But do we want to connect, or do we just want to get on with our day? Mm. And that's how kids, I think, get sort of, you know, shuffled under the rug. We miss it.
And that's the beauty of it, really connecting, because I found no matter who the kid is, when you really take the time to make that connection, a beautiful relationship can blossom from there, and it can make your job as a parent, as a teacher, whomever, so much easier and more enjoyable because you have that heart-based connection. And, you know, this is a topic for another day, Lori. We can have you back on to talk about this. But, you know, with social-emotional curriculum, having the actual time to put into practice these more right-brained social-emotional practices, because today, you know, teachers are like, okay, we just have to get the lesson done because we have these tests.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, everybody sit down and be quiet, because if I don't get this in, this is going to be based on my performance as a teacher and your performance, and you're not going to be able to make it to the next grade. So everybody get in line and be quiet. So you know, that's another
we're operating from fear. Mm-hmm. We're teaching our kids not from the heart, but from a place of fear.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it trips us up for sure.
Yeah, and physiologically, you are shut down from learning in that hypersensitive place.
Exactly. So. Yes, exactly. And so much of the discipline in the classroom is punitive and it's disconnecting. So what we're doing is we're constantly dysregulating children, and some can handle it. Some children are easygoing. They have temperament plays a big role in
this. Let's talk about that when we come back, about how we can handle that when we come back. So you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And before we left for the break, we were talking about environments for learning and, you know, whether it's at school or at home, when we're stressed out, we can't learn from that place. You know, it's learning from a place of fear. And basically, everything could be put into a category of either fear or love. And when we're trying to teach our kids whatever it is, it doesn't matter whether it's at home or at school, when we're coming from that place of fear, learning does not happen. Positive learning does not happen. So, Lori, do you want to address this?
Absolutely. And the first thing I want to acknowledge is that there's always going to be tough times, difficult emotions, right? Or a child who sometimes refuses to listen or sleep or do their chores or their homework. But what we need to remember is that a child who consistently feels heard and valued and respected and like they belong, children need to feel like they have purpose, whether it's in the family unit or in the classroom. We need to give them purpose so that they feel a natural motivation to contribute. Because if we do it by placing rules and regulations on children, we're not developing this natural motivation to contribute. We are it's almost like we're bribing children, or we're giving them if-then statements on, you know, if you do this, then this will happen. What we want to do is bring out children who feel like they belong, and they will develop a natural desire to cooperate with us because of that. Mm-hmm. So I just want to set up that we need to sort of shift the way we think of our discipline and how if we do this, then this will happen. And really, we need to remember that a child who doesn't, we put a lot of demands on kids, right? If we're demanding all day, if a child is in an environment where they feel like they have no choice or autonomy, they're not going to be very willing to cooperate or contribute to your needs as a teacher or as a parent. But if they feel like their needs are valued, like they're understood, and all human beings have the same basic needs. This is a core principle of using NVC or compassionate communication. It's to remember that all human beings have the same basic needs for acceptance, for validation, for acknowledgement, for peace. We have common, and this commonality that we have, this is what brings us together. This is why, you know, we're social beings. We'd like to do things together. But so much of our interactions are disconnecting. So we want to make sure that we, instead of telling kids what we don't want them to do, that we say what we do want them to do. Mm. And that we try to tune in to what they are feeling and needing before we make requests of them, before we tell them how we would like them to contribute. We didn't even touch on it, but we use a lot of praise and rewards as well in this traditional paradigm of discipline and parenting. And that gets in the way too, because that creates children who come to rely on that sort of thing. And again, these ideas of blame, shame, judgment, guilt, you know, if I'm like this, then I'm good and I will get this,
right,
becomes their idea. And that's not what we want. So I want teachers and parents to be people who praise children for something that they did that contributed to our experience.
Right.
Not telling children what we think of them or what we think of their actions or whatever it is that they did or what they drew, things that they draw, their artwork even. You know, we just give arbitrary, oh, that's so beautiful, or that's so nice, or isn't that pretty? Instead of really taking the time to investigate this piece of art, what do you like about it? How is it contributing to your experience? I mean, it sounds like it's a lot of work, but that's just because we're so naturally, I feel like we've come to this place where we're naturally disconnected and we need to reconnect. It feels hard and like it's a lot, but it's not really a lot if we take time to be mindful. Giving kids just even another way to create this active, responsive learning environment where children are actually taking in information is just 10 minutes outside in nature. I think it was 20 minutes. A walk in nature for 20 minutes was shown to improve the attention and the memory of kids with ADD or ADHD. So this idea of mindfulness, of taking time to just be silent instead of all the rushing around, and we try to squeeze everything in to our daily lives at home and at school.
It's like when you slow down, you actually have so much more time.
Yeah, it's so true. Time like can creep by when you actually are in the moment and really present.
Yeah, the illusion of time. Absolutely. Exactly. Well, Laurie, I know you have something special that you'd like to offer the listeners. So can you tell them what that is?
Yes, I have put together and this is a brand new series, and it's a brand new package. It's called my Parenting with Purpose package, and it really talks about everything that we've, or goes in depth with everything that we've talked about here, because this is the ultimate learn how to communicate package, Parenting with Purpose. So there's 4 modules of learning, 90-minute, between 60 and 90 minutes. Some of them are a little bit shorter, some are a little bit longer lessons. There's 4 audio MP3s that come with it. The first class is called Say What You Feel, Proven Path to Effective Communication. We're going to break it down. Class 2 is Taming the Monster, Removing Blame, Shame, Judgment, and Guilt. It's about shifting out of control and learning to choose words that work. Class 3 is called Stop That. There's no such thing as a behavior problem. We're going to learn behavior's not the problem, and what is the problem. And then the final class is about creating mindful spaces. And if you go to my website, it's, again, www.teachthroughlove.com with the hyphens, .com/juliek.html, and that will bring you to a special gift price. I've included a bunch of audios. One I'm giving you guys for free. I'm giving you guys the ABCs today for free, and you got that website as well earlier, which is just /gift.html on my website. But there's 3 other audios included in this, and I put it together for a special price for your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Laurie. So everyone, be sure you go and check that out. And Laurie, we have about a minute left. Is there something you'd like to leave our listeners with today? A thought?
I just want to thank you for having me, and say that I want to prepare, my real goal is to prepare our kids for living in a world where they can feel free to express, where we can connect again, and I want them to feel like they've had time to develop their ideas, opinions, and values without all of the shame and evaluations that can interfere, because that's how we're really going to build our future and leave one for our children that is prosperous and based not on fear but on love.
I love it. I love it. And I so feel that from you. Lori, thank you so much for being here today. There's so much to talk about. We'll definitely have to have you back. So everyone, please go to Lori's site and check out her special offer and her other programs. Thank you all for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I had a wonderful time. Please join me next Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and we'll have bullying expert Izzy Kalman, who is the real deal when it comes to the issue of bullying. Have a great week, everyone. I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.